Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
If you listened to the last episode, you already know that this episode is going to be about a pub. But then again, I guess if you read the title of the episode, you would already know that this is going to be about a pub. So the last weekend, we went out, me and my wife, to a pub and then went to another pub later on. I should actually, before I start talking about the pub, I should say that we had a bit too much to drink. How much did I have? I would say in total, I had around 4 pints of beer. And I say in total because at some point I ordered a half of beer. And actually, it might have been 3.5. Yeah, which is still too much, to be perfectly honest. I think probably, ideally, maybe just 1 pint or 2 pints or 1.5 pints is a not too crazy amount. I know some people who drink 5, 6, potentially more pints in a single night, and that is, I just don't think it's good for your body. But yeah, I had a bit too much to drink last that time, and the next morning I woke up and I didn't feel especially good. I got up a bit later than usual, and I didn't feel terrible. You know, I didn't have a headache, but my stomach felt a little bit weird, and I just felt slow, very sluggish, and sort of, I suppose, disorientated is a good word, which in this context means a little bit sort of like confused and I don't know, sort of like feeling like I hadn't yet woken up. Like it was midday and I felt like I haven't woken up yet. That's how I felt. Anyway, I woke up in the morning and it was about, what time would I say, around 7 or something, or 7:30. And I had an appointment at the hairdresser's at 9:30. So I had to sit there for like a couple of hours in the hairdressers or whatever, and I didn't feel especially good. So yeah, it was a very silly thing to do, but the reason that I drank a little bit more than I would have liked to is probably just because it is pretty rare still that we get to go to a pub and that we get to drink real ale. I was drinking the ale, and that we get to actually have a pint as well. It is weird, I think. There's something nice, well, for me, there's something nice about having a pint and being able to ask for a pint of beer. normally over here in Japan, it's beer is served in these like glasses with these handles, and I don't think there's any standard like measurement. You just get this glass, and maybe one can be bigger or smaller than the next pub. And I don't know, it's just crazy. But a pint is a pint. It's like a special measurement. It's like, what, 500 and... I don't know, is it 572 milliliters or something like that? I can't remember the amount, but around about 500 milliliters. So when you ask for a pint, it's not just a glass style. It's not just a, well, it's not a style of the glass at all. it's a measurement. That's what you're asking for, and that's good because you know that you can compare the price of pints then in pubs and see which pub has the cheapest pint if you want to do that. But yeah, in Japan you can't do that, so you can't tell who sells the cheapest beer because it all comes in. Well, you could. I mean, you could go into a pub, you could order a glass of beer, and then you could tip the beer out into a measuring jug, and you could see how much you're really getting, and then compare it with the other pubs. But you'd look really weird doing that. Anyway, so enough of that nonsense conversation. For me, there's just something nice about asking for a pint, knowing I'm getting a pint, and holding that pint glass in my hand. Which is part of the reason I drank too much, I think. So we'd just been to the first pub, and my wife wanted me to take me to this... Actually, this is quite funny, because the last time I spoke about pubs, I seem to remember saying that there was a chain of British-style pubs that I've only ever been to once, because once was enough. The food was not like any food I've ever seen in a British pub before, and they didn't serve any beer, they served lager. They didn't serve ale. So I thought, right, never coming back here again. The place she wanted to take me to was one of these chain pubs. And, I mean, when did I go there last? Oh, I don't know, 2017 maybe? Who knows? 2019? Whatever. Anyway, in that previous episode, I said perhaps I should go there again and see if anything's different, you know, see if they've changed. And they had changed, interestingly. So the menu was completely different and a lot more like a real British pub. Maybe there were one or two things that were a bit weird, and they had what was it? They had something like deep fried prawn. Was it deep fried or I don't know, battered prawn and chips, which we have this like classic sort of pub food called scampion chips, which is breaded prawn, sort of like fried breaded prawn and chips, usually with peas. And this was almost there. It was like really close. If they'd put breadcrumbs on this thing, it would have been scampion chips. But I don't know. It was like, it was just weird seeing it. Like almost right, but not quite. But anyway, most of the menu was a lot more like you would find in the British pub. And they were like pushing, like promoting craft, I don't know if it's craft beer, but ale, which I found really weird. Like they had their own brand of ale that they sold there. There are two different types of it, actually. And I just thought, wow, this is a big change, you know. So this means potentially that I can go into any one of these chains that are around Japan, situated around Japan, and order ale, which is wow, you know. It's blowing my mind, this concept, this idea. It's too much for me to handle because it's just been so ridiculously rare before knowing this information. Funnily enough, my wife went there with some friends from work not so long ago and didn't bother to tell me, oh, by the way, you can get ale here. And they've got their own ale, and they've got two different types of it that they sell on draft, you know, which sort of means like fresh on draft. She didn't bother to tell me, but then she's not much of a beer drinker, really, so I guess she didn't notice. So this is part of the reason why I drank too much, because we went to the first pub and I had a pint and I had Fuller's, and it's, like I said, not my favourite beer. And we went, actually, did I have one pint? Yeah, just one pint. And then we went to the next pub and it's like, ooh, they've got two beers that I've never tried before. And I have to try both of those. The first one I had, I can't remember what it was. I can't remember. But they had two types. One was just called ale. So that's simple. And the other one might have been like Saison or something like that. I don't know how you say the word, to be honest. It's not English. It's most likely French. That one was not so good. That one, I would give it a 5, definitely. I might even give it a 6. It's probably better than drinking Fuller's. anyway, Fuller's London Pride. But then I wanted to try the next one, so I went for the ale, just the number one standard drink that they sold. And that was actually surprisingly good. Not like, wow, you know. I would give that somewhere between a 7 and an 8, potentially. So to be able to get, I mean, it was a bit expensive, but to be able to get draft ale, that's a 7 or an 8, quite easily in Japan, has changed my life. Probably for the worst, because it means I might be drinking more. So it's not a good change, but it's nice to know you can get it if you want it from time to time. And it's not so far away from me anymore. So yeah, that was a pleasant experience. We didn't order any food from there, I don't think, because we'd already eaten. The place itself, it was still a bit like a sort of themed English pub. But it wasn't too bad. They'd done a good job. It did remind me of an English pub. They had a nice bar there, loads of drinks hanging up in the background, you know, like the drinks, you know, whiskies and other kinds of spirits. So yeah, it wasn't bad. And they had football on. It was, Liverpool versus... I've forgotten. Liverpool versus someone, began with a B. Forgotten who it was now. But yeah, it was interesting. I mean, the football, all of the commentary, you know, the people who are talking about what's going on during the match, that was all in Japanese. And I thought, I mean, yes, okay, everyone, no, not everyone was Japanese in that. I think there were, maybe like 30% of the people in there were non-Japanese, and the rest were Japanese. So yeah, I suppose it makes sense having the commentary in Japanese, but for an English pub, you know, for a British pub, I just thought it'd be so much better if they'd left it in English. I mean, maybe that's just me being selfish, but like, it would have added so much to the atmosphere, you know, if I could hear the commentary, the football commentary in English, whilst drinking a pint of ale, while sitting in an English-themed pub that is over 6,000 miles away from home and watching a live football match in a pub. So, yeah, good experience. Yes, I don't want to drink so much if we go back there again. I don't think I will. But yeah, we probably will go back. And I want a pint of that ale already, actually. I mean, it was, like I said, it wasn't absolutely amazing. But like, when you've been drinking the stuff I've been drinking all last year, it is amazing. It becomes amazing. It just goes up a level. So, until next time, bye-bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.